For this Tuesday, January 27th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Posey County continues to be under a state of emergency due to the snowfall and hazardous travel conditions. Only essential travel is recommended at this time. If you must travel, you can find out the current road conditions by calling 1-800-261-7620 or go online at 511in.org. MSD of Mount Vernon and MSD of North Posey have canceled school for today. Warming centers remain open at Poseyville Community Center on 60 North Church Street and the Mount Vernon Fire Department at 311 College Avenue. To report power outages, please call the appropriate provider. You can visit our Posey County Radio Facebook page for a list of providers and numbers. Posey County Sheriff's Office says that due to inclement weather, the commissioners have closed all county offices again today. Circuit and Superior Courts will be closed and all cases will be moved to another day. Court staff will be contacting you with a new court date. The University of Southern Indiana announced that its campus will remain closed today. All in-person classes, campus activities, and events are canceled for the day. University officials stated that online classes will continue, and students should check for assignments and updates from their individual professors. Campus officials are monitoring road and sidewalk conditions and will provide further updates regarding Wednesday's schedule through the university's Rave Alert system and at usi.edu/emergency. The University of Evansville announced its main campus is also closed today. The university's closure includes all campus buildings, which will remain locked. Swipe card access will be restricted to the Ridgeway University Center for on-campus residents. The UE Emily M. Young Mental Health Clinic will also be closed. In-person classes are canceled today, though faculty members had the discretion to move instruction to an online format. Students are encouraged to check for communications from their professors regarding specific course updates. Ridgeway Dining will remain open to support on-campus residents through menu options, and hours may be adjusted based on staffing. The Internal Revenue Service has officially opened the 2026 tax filing season. The agency began processing federal income tax returns for the 2025 tax year on Monday. The IRS expects about 164 million individual tax returns to be filed before the federal deadline on Wednesday, April 15th. This year marks the 40th anniversary of electronic filing and comes as the nation prepares to celebrate its 250th anniversary. Taxpayers will notice a major change this filing season when it comes to receiving refunds. Under Executive Order 14247, which took effect last September, the IRS is phasing out paper refund checks. Most taxpayers are now required to provide bank routing and account numbers so refunds can be issued by direct deposit. The IRS says direct deposit is the fastest and most secure option, with most refunds sent within 21 days. Taxpayers eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Additional Child Tax Credit can expect refunds by March 2nd if they choose direct deposit and there are no problems with their returns. Officials encourage taxpayers to track their refunds using the Where's My Refund tool on IRS.gov or the IRS To Go mobile app. The agency is also warning taxpayers to watch out for so-called ghost preparers, individuals who don't sign tax returns or follow ethical standards, and urges people to carefully choose a qualified tax professional. In sports news, this past Sunday, the IHSAA released the girls' high school basketball sectional brackets. The postseason begins 1 week from tonight. North Posey girls' basketball plays in the Class 2A sectional 48 at Tell City, and the Vikings will play Tell City in the first round. They are the first game on the opening night of sectionals next Tuesday. North Posey girls' basketball is 12-10. Mount Vernon girls' basketball plays in the Class 3A sectional 32 at Central, and the Wildcats play Bossy in the first round. They are the first game on the opening night of sectionals next Tuesday. Mount Vernon girls basketball 7-16. In men's college basketball this evening, the Indiana Hoosiers are at home taking on 12th-ranked Purdue at 8 o'clock. IU is looking for back-to-back wins after they ended a four-game losing streak on Friday at Rutgers. The Hoosiers are 13-7 on the season and 4-5 in the Big Ten. Purdue is trying to avoid a third straight loss after losing at UCLA last Tuesday and at home to 11th-ranked Illinois on Saturday. The Boilermakers are 17-3 overall and 7-2 in the Big Ten. The Kentucky Wildcats play at 18th-ranked Vanderbilt at 8 o'clock. UK has won five straight games as they have improved to 14-6 and 5-2 in the SEC. From the NBA on Monday, the Indiana Pacers lost in Atlanta versus the Hawks 132-116. Pascal Siakam scored 26 points in the loss. The Pacers are 11-36 and return home from their five-game road trip tomorrow night to welcome the Chicago Bulls. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, January 27th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.